Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Okay, welcome to another episode of Tunay na Rider.
This is AKA, episode... Wait, sandali. AKA Mackie's Endurance Races. I need him to race. Mackie's Endurance ano, Challenges.
Parang biglang na-conscious ah.
Oo, oh, conscious ako.
Dami nanonood oh.
Oo, oh, saran niyo kayong pinta. Anyway, this is episode 187 and we're just fresh off grueling... weekend
because ranting
because we just finished ako at the very least finished my first very own Boss Ironman Challenge 2024 and I did it with a group of 10 with Team CF Moto. So this is another episode tapos ang pag-uusapan namin syempre paano ba safely makakatapos ang group of 10.
Kaya ba? Kaya ba tumakbo ng Ironman na safe?
Oo. So yun yung ano, pag-uusapan namin. So we'll set the table. Ako, let me just clarify. This is my first Ironman. I don't know what to expect. Buti na lang, kasama namin ay isang legendary coach. Off-road coach and mentor ng maraming rider dito sa Pilipinas.
Siyempre, safety riding.
Oh, safety riding ambassador to. Si Coach Mel Aquino. Kasama natin ngayong gabi.
Yeah, yeah!
Yeah, good evening po mga ka-podcast, ka-tunay na rider. Yan, good evening po sa inyo.
Ayun. Tapos hindi lang yan. Kasama din namin yung nambudol sa amin.
Ito yung veterano. Ito yung vet. Ito yung seasoned rider.
Oh, ito yung nambudol sa amin. Hindi, pero ano. ano na to? Three-time, di ba? Three-time yeah. Ironman Challenge finisher. Oh.
May kilala kami, 18 times.
Eh, ito. Three-time finisher.
Babae din yun eh.
Lady rider.
Okay. Ah, lalaki pala.
Oh. Tapos siya yung punong abala sa grupo namin. Dahil siya yung nag-organize.
Nang abala. Siya yung nang abala sa
lahat. Nang abala sa lahat.
Nang abala. Hindi. Siya yung punong abala na nag-organize nung team namin, nung lahat ng kailangan namin, yung support na kailangan namin, yung mga bikes na gagamitin, di ba? Yung hotel, pagkain, lahat. Kaya Mother Goose, yung tawag, Mother Goose.
Yung man ang hen.
Hen.
Oh, hindi, gawin mo naman mas sexy, Mother Swan.
Mother Swan.
yan.
Parang mas pangit.
Parang vinegar.
So, please. Silver Swan. Okay, so please welcome Miss Joanne Lu.
Hello.
Of CF Moto Philippines. Ayan, nagkakape siya.
Hi. Si Coach Mel, hindi mo in-introduce.
In-introduce?
Ay, oh. Ay, ikaw ba? Oh, pala. Joke lang yun.
Kailangan nga nito ng
age,
kape.
Age before beauty, oh. Di ba?
Kailangan nga ng kape nito.
Alright, so Mackie, coming from zero Ironman experience and zero FJ Moto adventure experience, pare, in the span of 2 weeks, lahat ng endurance races, ginawa mo na.
Challenge.
Ah, challenge. Yeah. Challenge. Race sa iba, sa inyo, challenge.
Yan.
Yan, okay. Why did you want to do it?
I don't want to do it.
Okay, so.
Joke lang.
Paano nabuo yung CF Moto All-Stars?
Hey, wait lang.
Oh.
Siyempre, hindi ko pa siya nasusubukan. So, part of me, curious talaga ako na gusto ko siyang subukan mag-Ironman kasi dami kong kaibigan na subukan na tapos naka-arrive naman ng safe, di ba? Hindi naman aksidente. So, when Joanne called, sabi niya, we'll take you to the team. Sama ka sa group of 10. So, siyempre, na-challenge ako.
Kaya, and then call, nagkita tayo. Because on the spot, wala ka nagawa.
Oh, yun.
Pre-nature ko siya, wala siya nagawa.
Budol queen.
Oh. Si Joanne, ganito ginawa niya. Ha? Romekta siya sa asawa ko. Sabi niya.
Galing.
Oo. Yung dumiretso sa Consul General.
Siyempre, yun ang nag-issue ng visa eh. Okay. So Coach Mel, paano ka nasama dito? Ikaw, hindi ka, you've never done it and you've had the opportunity to, but for me, I always thought na parang it was not something. I mean, you could have done it anytime.
Yes. Actually, it's not really my intention na sumali.
Oh.
Actually, ito yung kwento niyan. Nagkaroon tayo ng school anniversary noon. Then parang sinabay na rin natin yung birthday ko. Yun yung gabi na nandun.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Oh.
So ngayon, nagkukwentuhan lang kami ni Ma'am Joanne. Sabi niya, oh, tatakbo ka
na. 2 weeks ago lang to.
Yeah. Last February 4.
Oo.
So ngayon, sabi niya, gusto kong tumakbo ng Ironman. Kaso parang wala akong makakasama. Parang gano'n yung ano niya.
Kulang
parang
pa yung
kulang
team.
Kami sa team. Sabi niya, naku ma'am, gusto niyo, samahan ko kayo. Parang alam mo yung inuman lang noon tapos napakwento lang ako. Bakit ano ma'am, samahan
pre-nature
ko lang kayo.
Ko din siya, wala din siya nag-o.
In-person pressure.
Yeah, tapos, sige niyo ma'am, gusto niyo, samahan ko kayo. Sige ko, sama na si Tristan, si Maki, ganyan-ganyan. Noong una, akala ko nagbibiro lang. Then nabuo na yung chat group. Nagulat ako, kasama ako sa chat group.
So ganun kabilis si Joanne mag-organize at magbudol.
Ang mabigat, hindi pa ako nagre-reply noon. Hindi pa ako nagre-reply. Sin-zone lang lang.
Si Mel, sin lang, sin lang. Ayaw niyang mag-reply
Sasali ba ako o hindi?
Pademure.
Pero kasi...
Why? Bebe. Ba't ka nagdadalawang isip, Coach?
Well, unang-una, I've been an indoor rider. Endurance rider din ako. I've been to Manila Matnog. I've been to the Economy Run. Mga 5 times kumikot ng buong Pilipinas with the Suzuki.
You have nothing to prove, di ba?
Parang sa akin okay na ako eh. Pero yung resume ko, parang kulang.
Mm.
Nakapag-FJ na tayo, pero parang may mga darating sa school, mga naka-finisher na shirt. Tapos, Coach, papaturo kami sa inyo. Pero nag-Ironman ka na ba? Parang, ha? Hindi ko masagot eh. Kasi hindi ba naman talaga. Pero, sabi ko, sige, why not try? Kasi, nung sinabi sa akin ni Ma'am Joanne, nagdadalawang isip pa talaga ako. Pero nung sabi ko, wala na, eto na, kasabuan na. Hinihingi na yung sukat ng mga jersey. So doon lang ako sumagot.
Kinabukas, in a span of ano lang yan?
Nung nakita ni Coach, uy, may libreng jersey, game!
Oh, game. So wala na. And na-feel ko rin, syempre, sumagot ako kay Ma'am Joanne. Eh. Parang from that day, sabi ko, I need na ibigay ko yung support ko sa mga ka-teammates ko. Kasi pag nag-back out ako at kung ano man ang mangyari, baka masisi ko yung sarili ko kasi if I were there, siguro makakatulong ako sa team. So I decided to support the team na talaga. And but ito na talaga.
I would also argue there's a lot of reputational risk for you.
Exactly.
Isa because yun, you are a safety advocate.
Exactly.
You are espousing
yes.
responsible riding.
Totoo yan.
So parang joining this and kung may nangyari sa yes. group nyo,
bagsak lahat.
Yung, and then madadami yung reputation exactly. nyo.
But gaya nga ng sabi natin, ng questions nyo, how do you finish the Ironman safe? So dun pumasok yung planning namin.
Yun.
Together with the team, we plan the route at mapapansin nyo, halos talagang end na yung 24 hours tsaka kami dumating. Eksakto eh. Kami yung last to register.
Last to arrive.
Last to arrive. Literally. Why? Kasi we take our time. We follow the route. Sasabihin nila, delikado ba ang Ironman? Yes, delikado ang Ironman. Sa mga walang kaplano-plano, puro bakbak lang. But this team is an open testament na kayang mag-participate ng safe. Kayang tumapos.
Okay, so I want to ask, so I have an inkling because mastermind to eh. I have an inkling na hindi by chance na nabuo yung team with somebody like, and we'll meet the team later yeah. when we go online, but I have this feeling that this may plano in building the team. Hindi like, when pagdating ko doon kay Coach Mel sa anniversary niya, papainom ko muna and then ko itatanong kasi feeling ko ano may plano eh.
3 years ng plinano ni Joe niya.
Mula nung una ko palang planado.
Hindi
ko pa kilala si Coach Mel, plinano ko na.
So how is this team different from like we had you last year?
Yes, the group of 10 din ako. Dalawang group of 10 na ako.
So how is this team different from your team last year? And then how is this different?
Sobrang layo. Kasi compared to last year, we had lahat seasoned riders last year. We had, as in, ang group namin noon, sila Tet.
Yeah.
Ano kami, solid.
Yun ang OG.
Yun ang OG. Ilang times na ba si Tet? 10? 11? 11 times na siya. Tapos ngayon, itong group na to, meron kaming bago na recently lang talaga natuto magmotor. As in, really new rider. Si La Quachero. Ano namin siya? Brand ambassador ng CF Moto. Sa lakas ng loob ng batang yun, willing siyang tumakbo mag-isa.
Wow, okay.
So parang
La Quachero eh.
La Quachera.
La Quachera.
Tapos naisip namin na ibubuo nga ng group. Nagsabi din ng dad ko, absorb mo na para din may kasama. Ang difference nito, ayun, may ganon. Tapos meron pa kaming isa pang vlogger, si JG, si Jesse. Yun naman, nakapag-Ironman na rin, finisher naman na rin yun. Different to in a sense na dahil hindi pa kami nakakapag-ride magkakasama. Wala kaming recon. Wala kaming recon na to. Ano lang kami? Ano lang ginawa natin?
Wala. Meeting? Nag-Burger King sa office.
Nag-meeting, nag-plano na. Wala namang natuloy. Wala namang tupad sa loob.
Nag-planning kami na yung paano namin mamanage yung oras without actually knowing each other. Mm-mm. Yung iba doon, honestly, first time ko lang na-meet, di ba? Kasi alam mo, TH ako sa ganyan, yung mga, shit, di ko kilala, paano kaya yung riding style niya? Ganon, medyo skeptic.
Mahirap yun, ha? Mahirap yun.
Tapos sasabak agad kami sa endurance.
Yes, but yet diba? We plan doon sa, kasi knowing Ma'am Joanne, no, Coach Mel, ano yung magandang gawin? Sabi ko, gusto ko kasi magkaroon tayo ng isang area kung saan magbe-breaking drills tayo, magko-cornering drills tayo, just to assess the individual riders.
Oh wow, so you did an assessment.
Hindi dapat, pero hindi natuloy.
Hindi natuloy.
Kasi
kasama sa plano yun, pero hindi natuloy.
Yung request ko talaga. Pero kung ginawa namin yun,
mas maganda.
Mas maganda talaga. Pero we really put our time na lang in planning the route. Per checkpoint, how many kilometers, ilang minuto yung pahinga, ano lang yung tamang takbo namin. So lahat yun, in-arrange namin talaga together with the help of Tristan, Maki, Negro, Jason, lahat ng team gumalaw. Ito ang kasarapan na itong team na to. Lahat sila may kanya-kanyang role.
Oh yun, ano yung mga roles?
Well,
and did you, when you built, like parang Ocean's 11 to eh. Naisip mo, okay, tama, Coach Mel, ito yung skill set niyan. Si Maki, ito yung skill set. So did you, when you built the team,
Hindi, taga-Hawi, taga-Sayaw. Ano to eh, sirena namin to nung ano, yan, ganyan. Yeah. Ganyan, ganyan, sirena namin yan nung buong ride.
If you guys wanna see great content, I highly suggest you follow Chris Aganon's TikTok.
Mm. Wag, wag, wag.
It has the best content.
TikTok din kasi ako. TikTok.
Ano, so, okay, so what were, you, when you invited the people to join, did anyone say no? Or lahat nag-oo sa'yo?
Okay naman lahat. Ang hindi lang natuloy talaga sa amin, si Tet. Si Tet dapat kukunin ko ulit. Pero since under wheel tech na siya, kailangan niya tumakbo under wheel tech. So okay lang naman yun. Wala naman akong problem doon. Pero basically, halos ito rin din naman yung team eh.
So what were the roles that you imagined people would play? And did they fill those roles?
Iba. Sobrang iba-iba.
Kasi ang hirap ng group of 10, ha?
Sobra. Actually, ang dami nagdi-discourage ako ng group of 10 kasi ginawa ko na siya last year, di ba? Tapos sabi ko, oh my God, uulitin ko pa ba to?
What were the challenges you faced in your previous groups of 10? And how did you kind of overcome with this group?
Ay, last year, halos wala naman kaming challenges last year.
Hindi naman pala mahirap, wala challenge.
Hindi, last year. Well, yung normal na puyat ang talk. Pero when it comes to riding style and all, wala kaming problema. Okay kami doon eh.
Nakakilala na kayo eh.
Nakakilala na kami. Uh-oh. This year yung totally blanco, bulag kami sa lahat. Tapos yung baby pa namin, si Sarah, si Lakwat Sarah, 450 NK ang dala. Lahat kami, 700 CLX, okay. 800 MT. Siya lang yung kaisa-isa.
Wow.
So, ibang-iba talaga. Pero ano naman, nag-enjoy naman din yung iba na, ano siya, bantayan. Tsaka ano yun, dahil sobrang bago niya, pero kita namin, malaki potential. Magiging okay, solid na rider din yan in the next few years. Practice. Marami naman ata siya natutunan sa atin, no, Coach? Mukha naman.
Oh, may natutunan siya sa akin, di ba?
The Public Relations Society of the Philippines presents Breaking Down the Buzz, Best Practices in Communications and Public Relations. Each episode is a crash course in various comms and PR strategies that shape the landscape. Join in the conversation with thought leaders and industry innovators, ushering PR into the next generation. Be inspired, get connected, and...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Stay updated. Don't miss an episode. Like, follow, subscribe now, and kickstart your PR career growth with PRSP's Breaking Down the Buzz.
Sabi ko, look where you wanna go.
Yes.
Ganun pa niya, oh, tama nga pala. Kasi sabi ko, tatlo, di ba itong tatlo, ang titignan mo, mas malayo.
Yan, nag-uusap sila eh. Nagbibigay kami ng instruction.
Ito yung key. Lahat kami hindi magkakilala. Pero along the way, na-figure out na namin yung ugali.
Mm-mm.
Doon pa lang sa first checkpoint. Dahil
ano
lahat kami,
natin?
Yung Subic to ano, Lingayen.
Ah, yes.
Kasi halos lahat kami, munti kami tumbukin dun.
Ay, grabe.
Guys, ayusin natin ha.
Kalma, kalma.
Simula pa lang.
Ano nangyari? Ano nangyari?
Dun, dapat yun yung sa
kapag, sige, ano, sige, sige.
Pang lahat.
Basta yun.
Itong experience.
Ako, masabi ko lang, parang overtime, dun kami nagkakilala. Mm-hmm. Per checkpoint, we're getting to know each other. Ganon.
Oo.
Ay, ganon. Parang ganon siya.
So, going back to ano, okay, so every year, ang dami mga videos, ang dami mga ano, about the dangers, no, of this endurance challenge. When I heard that si Coach Mel joined, doon ko lang naisip, okay, now this is gonna be a different kind of team, no? Again, because you are an advocate for safe and responsible riding. And of course, with Joanne, you're representing a brand, right? Unlike other brands, maybe, I know that CF Moto advocates safe and responsible riding also. So there's added pressure on your team.
Sobra.
What did you do? Well, no, I guess my first question is, can you do Ironman safely and responsibly?
Ako muna. Sasagot ako. Okay. Ako, sasagutin ko, definitely yes, because we did it. Kami yung literal na hindi namin kailangan bumakbak kasi since it's not a race, ang goal namin is to finish. Lahat kami safe, umuwi ng buo, magkakasama.
Did you put rules? Did you tell the team na this is what you should do, ganon-ganon?
Coach Mel, ikaw sumagot niyan.
Ayun, okay. Coach
Sa'yo
Mel.
Sa'yo yan.
Right, so syempre, preparation pa lang, nandun na kami. We really implement the rules. Paglabas pa lang, kailangan, guys, nagkakaiwalay yung isa sa mga kasama namin, si Dako, nawalan ng comms. So sabi ko, sige, huwag na natin tigilan. Diretso lang tayo, hintayin natin makaluwag. Kasi yung sabi nga ni trip ni Negro, ni Jean, parang battlefield. Medyo, pressure dahil ang daming rider, ang taas ng adrenaline.
Yeah, ilan riders? 1,800.
Halos, sobra, sa 2,000.
Wow.
Kasi kasama yung kotse, kasama rin namin doon sa route. So, nakita ko take off pa lang, the adrenaline was
bakbakan talaga.
Grabe adrenaline.
Maki, ano yung description mo? Parang ano tayo?
Parang ano yun?
Mga CCU?
Napanood mo na yung Lord of the Rings.
Ayan.
Yung bumukas yung Mordor, tapos yung mga orcs, kanya-kanya lang.
Kami, para kami, hindi na explanation ka, para kami, mga sisiw sa gilid.
Para kami mga sisiw, gilid mo na tayo.
Bayaan mo silang magbakbakan dyan.
Una na sila. Bibilis eh.
Pag numipis na yung tao, tsaka na tayo.
Going back to yung mga orcs. I mean, we've had Vince on the show right before the Ironman. It seemed like they really went out of their way to say that you'd gotta be safe. They disqualified a lot of people.
Exactly.
Nagkulang ba sila sa messaging?
Hindi. Kasi yun yung reason din kung ba't sumali ako. Nakita ko doon sa Mindanao leg nila na nagdi-disqualify na sila ng mga riders. Knowing na
that's the first time.
Yes, exactly.
I asked
yes.
Vince, how many did you disqualify last year?
Wala.
I think one lang yata eh.
Meron ba?
Meron. Hindi lang nila na
in-announce na.
In-announce, but one lang. But this time, they actively posted the numbers. Ang dami.
That's the reason why.
And then sinabi pa ni Vince, they called people individually. Yung medyo pasaway, di ba? And they told them, you will be disqualified.
Tsaka sabi ni Vince, di ba may meron daw speed gun
limit.
Speed gun na mga in-issue tapos magmo-monitor sila.
Yes. Tapos sa bayan, naglagay na rin sila ng
dapat ng pala, dun pa lang sa starting line, may speed gun na eh.
Yan.
Ang dami, ubus na kalahati, di ba?
Kalahati na yun.
Well, sabi ko nga nun sa unang live ko, yung preparation ko, nagkaroon ako ng preparation, nag-live ako noon. Sabi ko, bata ko sa sali sa Ironman. Now, kasi nakita ko na they have rules implemented na yung talagang nagdi-disqualify na sila. So I think, for me, this is the right time to experience the Ironman. Okay. And together with the team, sabi ko, teka, magtutulungan kami nito eh. Kasi maganda yung plano eh.
Going back, okay, ano yung rules that you implemented?
Well, the rules are, syempre, may trangko kami. Staggered formation. We have to respect our cushion space. Pagpapasok, one lane kaagad, hindi na kailangan mag-sign nung nasa unahan. Then pag bayan, we have to slow down. We have to respect the speed limit. Pag nagkaroon na ng area mahaba na alam namin, maluwag, maliwanag, walang tao sa kalsada, then we can speed up a little. Pero yung para kunin namin yung top speed na tapos pin, walang nangyaring ganoon. Bibira kami pero syempre nandun pa rin yung consciousness na, guys, teka, masyado tayong umahataw. Huwag masyadong excited, masyado mataas ang adrenaline. Constant reminder from Ma'am Joanne, from the rest of the team. Makikita tama yung sabi ni Maki. Nung una, syempre, hindi mo makakilala yan eh. Pero habang tumatagal, nag-gel kami eh. Nagiging isang pamilya kami na we have to look each other. na hindi po pwedeng may maiwan. Walang darating sa finish line na may maiiwan na tao. Hanggang sa huli, nagkasama kami.
So, your group of 10, the lowest common denominator, yun ang sinusundan nyo.
Yes.
Hindi kayo naghiwalay, hindi kayo nag-ano.
Okay. May strategy.
May strategy. May time na nagkahiwalay. May time na kailangan namin sila paunahin. Pero, oo, paunahin. Mm. Kasi maaabutan din namin. Mm. So, antayan talaga. Kaya talagang pinush namin na natuloy sa atin yung last to arrive.
Yung last to arrive.
Pero ang okay doon, sabay-sabay kami nag-cross, sama-sama kami nag-cross, tas safe kami lahat.
Yun sa naman finish yung, line. Ano.
Yes.
So, may kausap ako dati na nag-Ironman. Sabi niya, anyway, I won't say the name na lang. Sabi niya, Iba, the trick to the Ironman is to finish fast kasi hindi ka naaantokin. Ano yung 12 hours? Di ba? Ano yung 13 hours? Because you're more alert, more ano. But you guys finished in 23 plus plus, right?
Yes.
Actually, ano yung kumusta yung pahinga doon?
Okay, ganito ang ginawa namin. So, si Maki, kasama namin nagpa-plot ng route. So, from checkpoint 1 to checkpoint 2, kinuha namin yung standard. Ano yung standard? Sa 24 hours at 1,400 kilometers, i-divide mo ngayon sa 24 hours, lumalabas ang average mo is 58 kilometers, point something.
Per hour.
Per hour. So, pag nag-run ka ng walang pahinga at nakatutok ka lang sa 60 kilometers per hour, that's your average hanggang sa highway, under 60 kilometers pa yun. Under 23 ka pa. Pero, ang ginawa namin? Parang ginawa namin, from here to here, 120 kilometers. So kung tatakbo tayo dyan ng 120 kilometers, kukunin natin yan sa average natin ng 80. Kasi yun yung speed limit Yun yung parang pinaka-safest So kung ipapako natin ng 80, pagdating natin doon, may matitipid pa tayong oras. Kumbaga, sinabi ko na parang, parang binigyan natin ng pera 1,000. So ilan yung gagastusin mo? So pagdating doon, yung pahinga mo, 20 pesos lang, gastusin mo yung 20 pesos dyan. Para magkaroon ka uli ng savings, pagdating sa stretch, maluwag, safe, bakbak tayo ng konti, speed up tayo ng konti. Para pagdating doon, madadagdagan na 5 piso yung pahinga natin. So consistent, ginawa namin yon. True enough, naabot namin siya ng safe. Ngayon, regarding dun sa sinabi ng friend mo na babakbak siya hanggat maaga, okay din siya. But you, sabi nga natin, every time you speed up, especially sa mga bayan, you're actually sacrificing safety.
Yun.
So pag bumakbak ka na mas mataas sa 180 kilometers per hour, you're actually risking everybody's life. Not your own life
just
lang.
Just yours.
Pati sa buong tao. So we, as Team CF Photo, we tried to prove na kaya tapusin ito ng as safe as possible. Okay, endurance lang niya So itinetest din namin yung endurance namin. So, anong ginawa namin preparation? Nagtulog kami sa gabi, sa umaga.
Tulog ulit. Hanggang hapon, tulog ulit.
Wow, ang hirap gawin yun.
Ang hirap. We have to adjust our body clock. Oo, kailangan talagang gawin namin yun True enough, we are very proud to announce na talagang nung hindi 100% perfect, may mga konting flaws, pero nakastick pa rin kami 80% dun sa pinlano namin. And we finished the race and we are proud to say that we are the safest team that finished Ironman. Mm.
Tsaka okay. We did math. Kami, plus minus, room for error. Pero yun nga, may aberya. Joan nga, tinumbok ng aso yung gulong. May semplang pa si Joan, di ba?
After 2 giga raw checkpoint to.
Etiyage.
Yun yung mga hindi mo ma-anticipate. Aksidente, aberya, antok, di ba? So plus minus. May mga ganun talaga.
Pero mga kung na-flatan tayo, nagtanggal kami ng gulong, hindi namin matatapos.
Buti na lang matibay ang CF Moto.
Mm-mm. Alright. We've got a few minutes left. I've got one last question for the three of you. Let's start with Joanne. You've done it 3 times. Uulitin mo ba?
Yes.
Yun. Okay.
Ako uulitin ko hanggang kaya ko. Mag-ride ako hanggang kaya ko. Yung depende na lang, next year sana marami lang magbago, you know, mag-improve yung marami sanang ma-improve sa mga nakita nilang mga mistakes na nangyari this year. Pero ako, tutuloy ko pa rin. Lalaban ko pa rin yan hanggang kaya.
Alright. Ikaw, Coach Mel.
Ako, as an advocate for safety riding, gusto ko makita yung improvement ng mga sasali. Siguro, ito yung pinakamagandang panahon tong year na to na ma-promote natin ng safety riding. And kung sasali man sila, maganda yung mga suggestions ng mga madlang people natin na hihingan sila ng certificate na, na nakapag-attend sila ng mga trainings and everything.
Mm. May gusto ni Maki, drug test eh.
Isa pa rin yun, pwede rin yun. Kasi
pwede
there's
yun.
A possibility.
Grabe.
Meron akong kasama kanina, then sinabi niya, alam mo, dapat
out talaga. Ka na back, hindi ka na pwede sumunod.
Akala ko ba serious tong part na ba?
Kailangan talaga. And then, number three is, talagang kailangan makialam ng LTO. Kasi yes. Kung supportado naman siya ng government, dadaan yung riders sa isang bayan at napatunayan talagang matulin siya. Math lang naman yan eh. Makikita mo kung anong oras darating dapat sila sa checkpoint kung ibibreak nila yung, ano eh, yung speed limit eh. Then probably, baka sumali ako ulit.
Okay, so for you, the organizing, the messaging is good. The challenge here is really ang daming yung curation ng riders. Mm. You need to create certain criteria and get the right riders with the right mindset.
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Mm. Ikaw, Maki.
Wala, visa denied na ako diyan.
Wala na, hindi na kaya.
Yung consul general ko, ano eh, sabi, persona ng grata na daw ako sa Boss Iron Man eh.
Hindi na talaga hindi pwede. Na.
Pero sabi niya, yung FJ Moto, yan.
Okay lang.
Unlimited
okay
visa ka dyan.
Okay. Juan, FJ Moto.
Teka lang. Yes. Kasama talaga yun sa plan. Dapat this
next
year.
Next year. Next year.
Oo, next year
next
talaga.
Next year. Definitely. Baka sasali na ako doon. Oh, FJ Moto. Okay, Buck. You've never done it.
Hindi.
May balak ka ba?
Wala.
On that note.
Ganun kabilis eh, Buck.
Wala. Straight to the point.
On that note, it can be done. It can be done safely. It can be done responsibly. There's, as long as you have the right partners, the right brand, the right motorcycle, the right mindset, it can be done. The challenge really is the people who join. Right?
Yep. Yes, true.
There is, it's not all of them. There are a lot of
most
people.
Most of them lang.
Most of them.
No, there are a lot of people that have done it safely and responsibly.
Yes. Mm.
But there are also a lot of people.
Done it miserably.
Oo, na good friends of ours, na kasama namin ni Buck kanina. and that sucks, man. That ruins the whole image of the experience, and also it impacts all riders.
Exactly. Oh.
Yeah.
Kahit anong ganda ng organize, kahit napakaganda ng pagkaka-organize ng, ano, ng Boss Iron Man eh, napasukan lang talaga ng bad apples. Siguro kung
sa ganyang lahat ng, karami.
Oo, sa ganyang karami, hindi nila may screen. They can only hope and pray na makatapos ang isang event na walang maaksidente. Yun lang siya.
Yeah. All right. And that's a great note to end it on. Thank you so much. Team CF Moto, led by the experienced veteran endurance rider, Maki, and retired.
Retired one year.
And of course, Coach Mel and the Queen Swan.
Queen Swan. Para talaga ako suka. Toyo.
Joanne Lu.
Queen Swan ng Caloocan.
We out.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage.
Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.